Katharine Graham graduated from the University of Chicago in 1938 and got a job as a news reporter in San Francisco. Katharine's father used to be a successful investment banker. In 1933, he bought a failing newspaper, the Washington Post. Then, Katharine returned to Washington and got a job, editing letters in her father's newspaper. She married Philip Graham, who took over his father-in-law's position shortly after and became a publisher of the Washington Post. But for many years, her husband suffered from mental illness, and he killed himself in 1963. After her husband's death, Katharine operated a newspaper. In the 1970s, the newspaper became famous around the world, and Katharine was also recognized as an important leader in newspaper publishing. She was the first woman to head a major American publishing company, the Washington Post Company. In a few years, she successfully expanded the company to include newspaper, magazine, broadcast, and cable companies. She died of head injuries after a fall when she was 84. More than 3,000 people attended her funeral, including many government and business leaders. Her friends said she would be remembered as a woman who had an important influence on events in the United States and the world. Katharine once wrote, "The world without newspapers would not be the same kind of world." After her death, the employees of the Washington Post wrote, "The world without Katharine would not be the same at all."